Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You're listening to Borders, stories about borders by the people who cross them. I'm Caitlin Pierce. Today, we're going on a trip. We're traveling to one time and one place in Nicole's life where she's floating on a border between the known and the unknown. So close your eyes and imagine yourself with Nicole as she tells her story.
It's always so loud. People are always making jokes, cracking jokes, and they use a lot of hand gestures and stuff to explain what was happening in a story that they're telling. You know, there's a lot of little kids, so they'll be running along and climbing on people and going from the front of the boat to the back of the boat. And there's always somebody guiding them, the canoe with the motor. But then there's always somebody at the front of the boat standing up with a machete or with a chainsaw. The jungle is always changing. And so there's always like trees that fall in the river or just things that block the canoe from being able to get through. So somebody's always got a chainsaw. My old friend and I had decided to do a project in Parque Nacional Yasuni in Ecuador. And we were working with the women's organization connected with the Guarani tribe. We had to do a ton of traveling, and most of it was by canoe or walking. We'd had some canoe rides that would be 3 days long, and the boats would be so packed with people that the side of the canoe would maybe be like 3 inches above the water. It would be so crazy. And then we all kind of parrots and monkeys and other things backed on. So we were going along on this canoe to get to one of the communities that we were going to go work in. And all of a sudden, everybody gets really quiet, and we kind of didn't know. And then somebody told us, they're like, oh, that side of the river is Terramanani, and the other side of the river is Warani. And everybody, I mean, they shut the motors off, the canoes, everything got super quiet, like they were trying to listen. So in that area of Ecuador, the land's protected, it's a national park, but there's a smaller piece of land that a uncontacted tribe lives on, and they're called the Terramanani, and basically they're voluntarily uncontacted. They're like choosing not to be involved in like Western commerce, allowing oil drilling, allowing missionaries, allowing like anybody that's not Terramanani onto the land to use it or to be there at all. Nobody goes in there because if somebody goes into that land, they usually get killed by it with a spear or a shot. So one woman said in a really quiet voice, like, be quiet. You know that the Terramanani are there. They're watching us, so don't say anything. The jungle's so dense, and there's all these shadows that just, you know, after you see a scary movie or something, you think you see shadows and they're people, or you think they're a monster or something. I just remember feeling like I could see people, but it would just be a plant or nothing dangerous. And it was totally in my head. So we didn't know for sure if somebody was standing there, but just the atmosphere of everybody getting quiet and talking about that, oh, they're right there. Just, you know, don't just be quiet. And I half expected the whole time for some spear to come whizzing by and like stab somebody. Yeah, it was pretty scary. And then maybe 25 minutes went by, and then they started the motors back up, and we just went on our way, and that was it.
This episode of Borders was by Nicole Schuneman. Thank you, Nicole, for sharing your story. The ambient sound in this episode is by Laurent and Slanesh. Andy Diaz wrote our theme music. For more stories about Borders, visit bordersradio.org. I'm Caitlin Pierce. Thanks for listening.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.